Are you okay? He caught my eye in my peripheral vision first, as I pulled into the car park at the shrine. I saw him sitting in his faded by the sun red car. He looked anguished, and I could see him rocking back and forth and gripping the steering wheel. I won't lie, my first thought was for me, for my safety. Was it safe for me to be here? A woman alone, even in a holy place, has to be sensible and exercise caution. It's the world we live in. Yes, I thought he was on drugs. And yes, he caught my eye, and I tried not to stir, not wanting to trespass into his pain. Pain. Such pain. That's what I could see. With other people about, I deemed it safe. And so I walked and I prayed in the damp coldness of New Year's Eve 2023. And I was flooded with peace and gratitude as I reflected on the year. But I could not shake the image of him from my mind. Spirit, lead me, I said out loud, knowing I hadn't planned to visit this place today. But as I was driving home, I had been drawn to it with such magnetic force that I could not resist. And I began to carry him in my prayers as I walked, until every other prayer I carried dissipated into the soft, cold mist of the late afternoon setting sun. And I wondered what had led him to this place, this physical place. I think that is why I love the shrine so much. I think our ancestors maybe had it right in so many ways. And I hear them now whisper in ways that they know we might listen to, even if we do not fully understand the ritual practices which were of their time and yet remain timeless. And I like to think that somehow the simple, uncomplicated beauty of their faith throws us a lifeline of simplicity in stormy times, when we are drowning in complication. And I walked in my usual formation, always Mary first, and I noticed him watching me, in order to avoid me, I think, to avoid anyone. Heavy was his pain, and I internally dialogued with the Holy Spirit, saying to myself, Lord, here we go again. And I knew what my spirit wanted me to do, but I resisted, taking time to discern, is this me or you, Lord? But my promise of obedience floated to the surface of my being, and I simply said, Lord, if you want us to talk, then make it so. I saw him then at the gate, sorrowfully pacing. The first time he had not walked on ahead of me. And as I went to pass him by, he lifted his head and made eye contact with me, and this caused me to stop. And the words came out before I had time to think, and I asked him there and then just three simple words. Are you okay? No, he replied. Can you see it all over me? He asked. I see pain, I replied. Deep pain, he replied, and he kept my gaze. And in that moment, I know I was in the presence of Jesus. And I asked him his name. My name is Paul, he replied, and he reached to shake my hand as he asked me mine. And we talked for a moment. Not the banal conversation of strangers passing by in a place of prayer, no. A conversation where I jumped straight to asking him if he planned to harm himself. I had thought about it, he replied. I had those dark thoughts and my head is still racing, but no, I won't, he said honestly, maybe shocked at the bluntness of my asking. And then, for a couple of minutes, we shared words that belonged to him, that exist in that moment and will float into eternity. And I ended by saying, Paul, I'm not leaving here until I'm done praying for you. This peace I have, I'm sharing with you. And he smiled, a proper smile with sad eyes. And we didn't speak again after that, but separately we walked in concentric circles for an hour, neither of us feeling the cold, and I prayed for him. And I still checked from time to time that I was not on my own. Oh, I stormed heaven with prayers for Paul, imploring all the holy angels and saints to come to his aid, asking our Blessed Mother to protect him, reminded again of the obligation and the ability that we have to stand in the gap to pray for those who can't or don't know how to pray for themselves or others. And I stood with no doubt in front of Jesus, not hesitating to meet his gaze this time, pleading for Paul's healing, asking for forgiveness for what I didn't need to know, pleading that he would be flooded with peace, pleading that he would know Jesus because he was here. He had to know something divine. Advocating for him, my brother in Christ, renouncing all that I could in Jesus' name, knowing I had asked for Paul's permission to pray for him. But in truth, I would have prayed anyhow without it. And I passed other pilgrims out carrying their own burdens and prayers of thanksgiving, and I prayed for them too. And I know Jesus heard my prayer for Paul. I know his healing had started, and I thanked him with gratitude. I just know it without question. And I doubt I will meet Paul again. I leave it with St. Bridget, who surely must listen intently to every prayer. But I hope that one day Paul might pause and meet another anguished soul in any given place, and he may see their pain and recognize it, and he might just have the courage to stop and ask them, "Are you okay?"